What you missed on The Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Huang. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Hey, in 2016, Hope Technique was singled out by Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong during the National Day rally as a prime example of an SME that is building new capabilities in an economy defined by disruption. Now, Hope Technique is a local engineering firm that's responsible for the production of red rhinos and hazmat control vehicles for the Singapore Civil Defense Force. I'm sure you've seen those during National Day, right? Also drones, specialized robots for industrial and commercial purposes. They've been building the last four generations of red rhinos and recently unveiled the new SCDF compact hybrid vehicle with firefighting and ambulance facilities. That's actually among the smallest in Asia. And in the studio, we have with us the CEO of Hope Technique, Peter Ho, to talk about the engineering sector. Good morning, Peter. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
Any particular team you're supporting at the World Cup?
None. It's easier to cheer that way.
It's easier. No matter what, you're the winner, right?
Bingo.
Hey, Peter, you had an interesting beginning, okay? You built Hope Technique since 2006, and you did that with three of your friends from university. How did this come about?
I think as a bunch of engineers, the four of us just wanted to build stuff.
Okay.
Sometimes the word passion is very often used. For us, I think our definition is right now, 12 years later, 400 of our contracts later,
yeah.
We still wish we could do every single bit of what we've done ourselves and to do it again better. So we really like what we wanted to do, which was build cool stuff.
Okay.
And with not much planning, we started.
Wait, was that really the objective, just build cool stuff?
Seriously, we're not that matured, yeah.
All of you guys, background in engineering, no one's got a finance or a business background, and you started the business with about, what, $10,000?
Yeah.
Was it enough?
No.
Okay, what obstacles or struggles did you face? I mean, how did you get through that with just 10K?
It's not a good idea, but credit cards do give you instant credit, you know.
They also give you instant problems.
Oh, yeah. And they come to haunt you every month.
Yeah.
But that's literally how we did it.
Okay.
So in some ways, without knowing the limitations and knowing the problems head on, we kind of met them as we grew the company. So, you know, without a finance background, you don't know how big a problem you're going to start.
Yeah.
And so you just do it one step at a time, one day at a time, and you try and pass by each day.
Being young helps as well, right?
That kind of it's courage. Called young and foolish, yeah.
Hey, how much does it take to run Hope Technique? I mean, any chance you could talk about manpower costs and materials or machineries?
I think the question on how much it costs is how much does it cost to stay relevant.
Okay.
So it's, you know, technology is a very big word right now. Mm. And the way we are being disrupted ourselves is something we worry about. So what it costs us is not a short-term year. Really, we've got teams that are working on what our revenue will be in the next couple of years.
Wow.
So you really have to hedge for the future, and that costs a lot.
Since you mentioned what it costs to stay relevant, what sort of changes have you made to suit today's demands?
I think on the technology side, definitely we chase it. But they worry because we are very much a hardware company. So a lot of what we do, we worry about being commoditized. So
okay. In
that sense, there has been a move towards having better design, having better marketing, better brand equity. And so that's quite a big paradigm change from just being an engineering solution provider.
I know you're in engineering, and I'm sure you have a passion in that. But for you personally, in this business of Hope Technique, which area of the business do you think deserves the most emphasis? It can't be purely technology.
Oh, wow. I would say culture.
Oh, tell me more.
It's very typical for anyone to say that a business is about its people.
Mm-hmm.
Because we take on so many different contracts across so many different business units that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is new. We're not your typical production house. We do have processes, but the processes are governing processes. But
right. What
happens on day-to-day of how we actually get things developed and delivered, that's down to that last teammate that's on the ground.
Wow.
And so if we're not all in sync and not doing the same funky chicken dance together, you know, then we don't move the game forward.
Mm.
So really, I think the hardest and the one that takes daily concentration from everyone is to maintain the right culture
and
to evolve the culture. It's not the same culture we started in 2006. Well, business grows, the world changes.
Yeah. You don't see it. You think, you just go to work every day. But that culture is actually probably the hardest part to build. Let's talk about April this year. Quite interesting. You released an upgrade vehicle for the SCDF. That includes a robot. And, you know, I'm a kid, so I love these things. Tell us more about this.
So the Singapore Civil Defense Force came up with a new concept, which was understanding the shortage of manpower, looking into the future, as well as the risks that the emergency services have to face every day, they started exploring this concept of what would it take to actually have a firefighting robot. But obviously, to try and move that robot, you want it to be nimble, you need it to be quick response. I mean, you're not going to bring a huge lorry just to unload the robots.
Yeah.
You want to do it more like what the movies are. Firefighters run out, robot goes out, zam.
It's got to be durable as well because you're fighting fire, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's the concept. We were very fortunate that we had the opportunity to serve the Singapore Civil Defence Force to develop this. It is really exciting and there's a lot more to come ahead of it.
Very nice. Peter Ho, CEO of Hope Technique, in the studio. We are talking about the engineering sector in Singapore. AI, machine intelligence, data analytics. These are words we keep hearing thrown everywhere today. You guys are an engineering firm. How important is it to familiarize yourself with all of these? I mean, at the start of the interview, you talked a lot about technology and how important it was. How do you blend all of this with your innovations?
How important is it? It's called life and death.
Sure.
As a technology company, we are not keeping pace with it. We are relevant. But I think for us as an engineering company, it becomes a little bit different. It's not just about adoption of the latest technology. It's about also pioneering the new technology. Because if we are following the pace that the rest of the world is going at, that makes us no different.
Mm.
So while we have to keep pace and be at the cutting edge of what it is, we still need some little spikes occasionally of homegrown technology that can give us that competitive advantage. So we have to go quite deep tech.
Sure. And in your opinion, Peter, I'd like you to elaborate on this. Keeping pace with technology, keeping pace with innovation, that's obviously something that's always on your mind. But in order to be good, you've got to stay ahead. So what do you do to stay ahead of all the other innovation around the world? In your opinion, what does it take?
I think the definition for innovation is to be comfortable at doing what we are uncomfortable with.
Okay.
So that means the first thing that we do is, in terms of culture, in terms of mindset, is don't rule it out. Just try it. Don't make a judgment call on technology or you know, ring fence and say, that's what it's going to look like. Just try it, play around with it. But at the same time, on the serious side of adoption or creation, so one of our business units, Sesto Robotics, that does industrial mobile robots, it's not just about adopting AI or putting it inside. Mm-hmm. We actually have a patented technology, which is AI-based.
Okay.
And that's what's getting the robots from point A to point B without having their own traffic jam. So, you know, it's that kind of jump. So while you can play with it at one stage, you still got to figure out, you know, something new.
What's next, right?
Yeah.
Wow, I've seen these and I think they're very cool. Singapore's Red Rhino is used for the Singapore Civil Defence Force. How do they compare with other fire trucks around the world? I know you're going to say they're better, but other than that.
I think they're made for purpose.
Right.
So what happens is that we have relatively narrow streets. We have got a complicated environment, a very urban environment.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are really made for purpose.
Okay.
But having said that, it's the same scenario that we're seeing in different countries in the world. And a good thing is that we've actually managed to start exporting the Singapore Red Rhino firefighting vehicles concept to other countries as well.
What countries are picking this up?
We're in Macau, we're in Indonesia and Philippines.
Oh, very sort of similar infrastructure in that sense.
It's an Asian thing, I think.
I get
the
it.
Way the cities have grown and within one lifespan, you know.
Yeah.
Everything is busy and crowded.
Yeah, that is true. Peter Ho, CEO of Hope Technique in the studios. Peter, let's wrap this up with, in your opinion, what do you think is missing from the engineering industry? I mean, what needs to be improved?
Nothing, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. I think it's often been said that engineering is not popular in Singapore and what have you. And I don't think that's the truth.
Mm.
I think if you actually look out the entire industry from aerospace to marine, through to ICT to whatever it is, you find lots of great engineers there. It's just that maybe it's a mix between engineering and Asian culture where we don't jump on the podium and rah-rah ourselves,
which
you see very often overseas. So I think if you look at the core engineering of what we have in the country, it is there. It's always been a stronghold. And they're, right now, there are engineers all across the country getting factories going, getting planes in the air, getting the trains running.
Yeah, my uncle's an engineer. He's a very, just do the job.
Yep, that sounds like us.
All right, thanks very much for coming by the studio. Peter Ho, CEO of Hope Technique.